From the Treasure Coast to the Gold Coast, News Talk 850 WFTL West Palm Beach and WRMF HD2 Palm Beach, 850WFTL.com.
The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 a.m. in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where in the state you are. So give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's toll-free, 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be back after a week off. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. Because by joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact, a Miami-Dade grand jury absolutely blasts the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Got to tell you, I read the grand jury's report, and you should too. It is absolutely scathing.
Wow.
And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
So, Eric, are you saying that the DBPR did something criminally wrong?
No, not criminally wrong, but there was a grand jury investigation into whether or not the DBPR is properly doing their job.
No.
And to say that there was a finding that they don't do their job is an understatement. You know, we'll give you a little bit of a clue as to where this report goes. Let's say, for example, somebody makes a complaint to the DBPR about election fraud in a community.
Right.
Well, the grand jury found that if during the investigation, that investigator also finds evidence that a condo association is stealing millions from their community association, the investigator doesn't do anything about it. Why? Well, the complaint wasn't about stealing money. It was about voter fraud. Right. So they're basically saying it's useless at this point, and either give them like real police powers or just shut down the division, basically. So wait till everybody reads it.
Really
scathing report by a Miami-Dade grand jury. But we will see what happens. But before we get going today, I just want to thank everybody who attended our Condo Craze Board Certification class on Thursday night at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. It was unbelievable. All I know is I put out 315 seats, and people were standing in the back of the room. So it was an honor, really, and a privilege to teach the class to so many officers and directors of our community associations. And so great to see how many of them are actually interested in learning the law and doing the job to the best of their ability. Very flattering for me, and really a great time was had by all. It was a pleasure meeting everybody.
Of course, your seminars are the bomb.
Had a great time, let me tell you.
Well, the last time that we met, you were off to Vegas for the Super Bowl. Crazy Super Bowl.
That was a Super Bowl, huh? Yeah, I was. You know, a lot of our listeners know who have listened to the show for the past 8 years, we've never done a show on Super Bowl Sunday.
No.
And that's because each year during Super Bowl week, I go to Vegas with my childhood friends from Brooklyn, literally from when I was 5 years old. Imagine,
wow.
45 years later, here we are going to the Super Bowl together in Vegas, and along with friends that I made here in Florida. And we've done that now, believe it or not, for 20 consecutive Super Bowls.
Yay!
So, yeah, it's something I cherish dearly, and believe me, it never gets old.
That's amazing, but the most important question is, did you bet on the winner?
Oh, can I take the Fifth Amendment on that one? Yeah. Yeah, I bet New England, but I bet it would be under 59 points. So.
Oh.
No, it was not a money-making Super Bowl, but what else is new?
Yeah.
You never have one of those.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But how about we take our first call of the day? Who do we got out there? We got Joyce from Winter Haven. How are you, Joyce?
There we go.
Good morning. Because I was afraid. I have workers at my house, and I wasn't sure whether I was going to be able to call in or to hear you. But I think I'm okay right now. My question is, we are an HOA. We're a not-for-profit corporation. We have a Good Times Committee. It's a social committee. We do functions for the residents, you know, do dinners. We have birthday parties, that sort of thing, coffee and donuts. We've been told that we have to have we cannot have our own checking account. We use the corporation's EIN number. What's your take on that?
Well, is the monies that you're using to put on these social activities taken from the community association's budget?
No, they raise their own funds.
Yeah, so I agree. You shouldn't be using their EIN number, their employee identification number. You should incorporate as a separate corporation, a separate nonprofit corporation, because the monies that you're using are not coming from the association's budget. You're collecting those independently, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so you're not part of the association. You're like an independent club. So I would say that whoever's giving you that advice is giving you the right advice, and you should incorporate separately. You're not part of the association officially.
Okay, but we'd been told that we should turn over our money to the association.
No, I don't think you have to do that either unless they want to put an entertainment line item in their budget. If they want to do that and they want to appoint you guys as a separate independent committee, then that's probably legal under the statute, as long as, again, they put it in the budget and it's voted upon in a meeting. But if they're not going to do it that way and they haven't done it that way, then no, they wouldn't even have the right to do it at this point unless the budget was amended. Okay?
Okay, so we should incorporate. Boy, I'm not sure they're going to do that. But you're saying we should incorporate and have our own EIN number.
Yeah, correct. If it's not going to be part of the association's budget, then yeah, that's how I do it. Okay? Thanks for the call, Joyce.
And this is recorded where other people can listen to it, correct?
Absolutely. All of our shows are up on the Condo Craze and HOA's website about 24 to 48 hours after the show.
Okay, great. Okay. I can tell the rest of the committee then they can listen to it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joyce.
Bye-bye.
Right, how about we go to, is it Daniel from West Palm Beach?
Yeah. Hello.
How are you, Daniel?
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
My question is, can you have more than one certificate of occupancy if you're living in a condo association? Let's say if I bought a condo and then I bought another one with a relative of mine in the same complex.
Yeah, maybe you're using the term certificate of occupancy incorrectly. Certificate of occupancy is normally given to you by the municipality that you're in, and it's basically saying that your unit, your home, is safe for occupancy. Is that what you want to ask me?
Well, what happened is I bought a condo, and then a year later I bought another one with my brother.
Right.
Now, it's in the cul-de-sac, and there's three buildings, and his building got new washers and dryers. So I'm going over to his building to use the laundry, and they're telling me I can't do that because I don't live there.
Right. Understand. Yeah, I think that's a reasonable rule and regulation. Okay, so what this boils down to, it's not a question of certificate of occupancy. You have one building telling another building that, no, you can't use the machines that are located in this particular building. Now, is that a completely separate condo association, or is it all part of the same condo association? Do you know? Are you guys governed by the same set of documents?
I think they have their own.
Okay. So that building would certainly have a right to make a reasonable rule and regulation that says only the people that own a unit here can obviously get to utilize the washing machines here.
But I own that unit.
Oh, wait, you own it,
but
your brother is the one that's occupying it?
Yeah.
Well,
but I'm on there also.
Yeah, well, okay, so, but you're on there also. Well, let me tell you generally how it works on the condo law. If you're not living in that unit and someone else is occupying it, then only that person has the right to exclusively use it. It's designed so that the statute's designed so that it prevents dual usage. Once you give up your right, you're not staying there, then only the person that is staying there gets the right to use the common elements there. So I'm still going to go, even though you own it, I'm still going to go with the association's right to make a reasonable ruling.
I have a certificate of occupancy.
That's correct. Even though you own it, even though you're on the deed, that's right. There's a Florida statute right on point that says even owners, If you own your property but see allowing somebody else to stay there, you both don't get the right to use it. Only one of you get the right to use it. Okay? So on this one, Daniel, I think, unfortunately, you're behind the eight ball. Okay? All right, let's do this, everybody. Let's take our first break of the hour, taking your calls on everything condo and HOA related, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Did you ever wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Or visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. Of course, he specializes in community association law. The number to call toll-free to get some free advice from Eric, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Hey, like we said, Karen, we had a great turnout Thursday night. It was fantastic. And why? Because the election season is here for both condos and HOAs. And remember, if you don't get certified either a year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are off the board automatically. And one way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze board certification course. It's now certified over 12,000 Floridians all across the state. And again, big news, it now is an excellent opportunity for community association managers to also get your two 2017 legal update credits and one human resource credit. All community association managers that attend now get that benefit. When's our classes, Karen?
Okay, well, March 29th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at Palm Beach Convention Center.
Yeah, it's going to be busy March and April. April 5th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Miami at the Hyatt Regency downtown.
And on April 20th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo Tampa Convention Center.
April 26th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in the Broward Convention Center. Right. And board members, again, don't get certified by signing that ridiculous affidavit. Come learn something for a few hours. I promise you it's fun. Just ask the people who showed up Thursday. You're going to be in a great environment with your peers. The seminars fill up fast, however. I'm telling you, we had people standing on Thursday night, so don't get shut out. Now more than ever, also take it with your manager. How do they register, Karen?
It's easy enough. Just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com or download the CondoCraze app on your iPhone or Android device and click on the Register for Our Seminars tab.
All right. How about we go to Susan in Hollywood? How are you, Susan?
Well, I'm okay. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing. How can we help?
Okay. We're small. We're only 12 units, so we're, you know, with some of these questions are always so dicey.
Sure.
We have a tenant that rents in the building, and he's away, so he had a pet sitter come. And this morning, one of the other unit owners caught the pet sitter smoking pot outside on the property.
Okay.
And there's children that live in the building, so not to mention that pot is illegal in general, but we need to find out, what can we ban that person from ever coming back on the property, or do we, can we tell the tenant that this could be grounds for terminating the lease with another warning, or, you know, do we have to have a policy in place to do this before we would address that with the tenant?
I don't think you're going to be able to ban anybody without any sort of a court order in that regard.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes the obvious situation to a problem is, and sometimes people, in a, they think it's more complicated than it is. What's wrong with just calling the police?
Well, that's what I was thinking, too, but the other issue, too, I think that boy was a minor.
Whatever it is, maybe all the more reason why the police should be called so his parents find out about it. You know, just from a practical perspective.
So should we take any action against the tenant or no?
You're saying against the owner, you mean? Because the tenant, it's a tenant that's actually went on vacation?
The tenant lives there and he has a lease, but he's away, so there's a young boy pet sitting.
Right. Does your association have the right to approve or disapprove proposed tenants?
Yes.
Okay, if that's in the documents, listen, I wouldn't necessarily hold it. If that's the only thing that happened here and the tenant's been a decent person, then how did the tenant know that this person was going to show up and start smoking pot on the common?
Right, that's why we didn't want to do anything. We don't want to make a bad decision.
Right, so maybe the right thing to do is send out a letter to the owner of the unit and the tenant saying, look, when that lease comes up for renewal and if we have the opportunity to approve or disapprove, we may consider the fact that you're sending people over here to pet sit that are smoking pot on the common elements while you're away. If it happens again, we're not going to approve the release of the unit. So that's probably a good way to get the message out there in kind of like a friendly way, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks. Yeah, we just
Thank
didn't want to step on any toes, but we don't want lawbreakers either.
Yeah, and that's, you know, there's a difference between stepping on toes and doing your job. You have a job to do.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, it's so... It's so much.
And that's in a 12-unit community. Can you imagine four and 500-unit communities? But thank you for your call. All right, taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. Hey, Karen, it's nice to see that since we were last on the air, politics certainly got nice and quiet, right?
Oh,
nothing's
my gosh.
Going on.
I'm,
yeah.
so, I'm sick of it. We're only 21 days in, and I'm, like, over it.
Isn't it unbelievable? Let's see what happened just in the 2 weeks since we were on the air. Trump fired the interim attorney general,
right,
for refusing to enforce his immigration ban. He nominated Gorsuch to the United States Supreme Court, and we can certainly anticipate a fight from the Democrats. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily struck down Trump's ban of persons from entering the United States from those seven different countries.
Wait till next week. He's going to... He's going to roll out something else.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Are gonna be changed
and
out.
Then Nancy Pelosi thinks George Bush is still president. Did
you
hear
that? Yeah.
And then Maxine Waters thinks Russia had invaded Korea instead of Crimea. Kellyanne Conway facing possible ethics charges for saying buy Ivanka's products.
Amazing. This is just since our last show, right? So, you know, like him or hate him, we certainly knew it wasn't going to be a boring presidency, right? It's certainly been a whirlwind start. And I think it's only going to get crazier, obviously, when the Gorsuch hearings start. Now, here's a guy that's infinitely qualified to sit on the United States Supreme Court. An incredible resume of the highest order. The guy graduated Columbia, Oxford, Harvard. He was a U.S. trial judge, a federal appeals court judge. His qualifications obviously aren't an issue. And you would think that should be enough to put him on the U.S. Supreme Court, right?
Well, they're just bitter, you know, that nothing happened with Merrick Garland, and so they're going to do the same thing to this guy. It could be Moses, and they do it. So, didn't the Senate previously confirm him to become a federal judge? I mean, you know, unanimously.
Yeah, exactly. The vote, I believe, was 100 in favor, 0 against. I mean, 0, not one vote against him. So you would think the vote should be the same now, but instead, you know, because of where we are in politics, there's going to be a complete waste of time on this issue for weeks. There's going to be all kinds of fights. There's going to be an incalculable amount of money that's going to be spent on this nomination, confirmation process, I should say. And in the end, he's going to be confirmed simply based on party lines. So instead of Congress actually working on things that Americans need, you know, like a massive infrastructure bill, millions and millions of dollars and weeks of time are going to be spent wasting time grilling Gorsuch, again, who was previously unanimously confirmed. It's really a sad, sad, sad state of affairs in Washington, but this is where we are at, unfortunately.
Well, you know, the Dems may have their own Tea Party action going on. I mean, they are fighting tooth and nail. They have no leader, and they have no they're rudderless right now.
Yeah,
so there's
very
a lot,
sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
But
so the last show we did live, we spoke about the difference between emotional support animals and service animals.
And, of course, everyone wanted to talk about that on Thursday night. It's still the hottest topic. And real quick, I'll just recap what we taught last show. Okay, quickly. So again, a service animal means an animal that's trained to do work or perform tasks for an individual with a disability, including a physical, sensory, psychiatric, intellectual, or other mental disability. So the most common example of a service animal, of course, a seeing eye dog for a blind person, right? Pretty simple explanation there. Pretty simple example. Emotional support animal, on the other hand, the pet needs no training whatsoever. It's simply prescribed or recommended to the patient, and the owner has to show that that pet is necessary to afford them an equal opportunity to use and enjoy their home due to their psychological disability. So here we are, we're talking about service animals and emotional support animals, but the federal government, on the other hand, they combine these terms, and they call either one of these animals simply assistance animals. So a little different.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think any rational person would opine that a service animal shouldn't be allowed to live in a no-pet community. Service animals are quiet. They're well-trained. They're well-behaved and rarely, if ever, create a nuisance within the community.
Yeah,
we had several in the studio. One was lying right behind me. I didn't even know it was there while we were on live radio. Emotional support animals, on the other hand, we heard all kinds of horror stories.
Yeah, Karen, you can't make this up. Just a few weeks ago, you remember I did our seminar in Orlando Hotel?
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not, in the very next ballroom to mine, literally we were separated by a little thin wall. The very next ballroom, there was a convention for blind people. There were hundreds, literally, I would say about 300 seeing eye dogs in the room right next to mine where I was teaching a class.
Right.
And guess what?
Nothing.
I never
not a
knew
peep.
The dogs were there. Right. Not a peep. Imagine this, if someone told you there's going to be 300 dogs next to an area where you're
like
going to be teaching
pound.
A class. Right? Can you imagine? But no, I didn't even know the dogs were there. They were all quiet. They were all well-trained. And can you imagine? Suppose that room was filled, however. Let's flip it. Suppose the room was filled with hundreds of emotional support animals. I can't do my seminar. No two ways about it.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, can any animal be considered a service animal or an emotional support animal?
Okay. Under the law, a service animal is limited to a dog or, get this now, a small horse. So, you know, it's
And the pig, too, right? I think
Not for service animals, it's just a dog or a small horse for service. So, you know, now it's a matter of time before someone wants to keep a small horse in Unit 403 in their condo, right?
Oh,
believe
God.
Me, it's going to happen. Now, an emotional support animal, on the other hand, that could be any animal at all, it seems. That's why you're seeing crazy stories on TV about people bringing, like you said, an emotional support pig or a hedgehog or an emotional support snake on an airplane.
Snakes
That's what you're
a
seeing.
Plane.
Yeah, and it's just out of control.
So, yeah, I don't know if we want to go into pit bulls. You have a call if you want.
All right, let's take Joanne from Boynton.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
All right, how can we help?
I've got a couple questions. We are an HOA that has about 250 homes, and our board of director apparently just told us that the last, since 2011 to 2016. They we have a cap in our bylaws on our annual assessment. And they decided that they didn't follow that. They overcharged us. And now they're basically want to remove that section in our bylaws and are also wanting us to vote to retroactively approve all the prior year's assessments.
Okay.
They're kind of fuzzy on the amount that they actually overcharged us.
Yeah.
And their excuse is they had no knowledge we had a cap in our bylaws.
You know, I know that there's language in declarations of condominiums that contain certain caps, but the courts have also held, and I got to tell you, I would agree, that a lot of these caps are meaningless. You can't arbitrarily say in a declaration that there's a cap on the amount of money that the assessments can go up in a given year. Suppose the community's insurance, as a result of a hurricane in Florida, goes up by 70% in 1 year, right? And we've had crazy situations like that in the past. The board is not making these increases in the assessments arbitrarily, capriciously. They're doing it simply because the bills that the association have to pay each month have gone up.
Right.
So you can't have a limitation in your governing documents that say the assessments can only go up by a certain amount while simultaneously at the having the obligation to pass a budget that must pay all the bills. So it doesn't make sense. So I would think respectfully.
A clause in there that does say that.
I'm not worried about clauses like that. If a board can prove that these expenditures that they were making were simply related to paying the necessary bills, I don't think they did anything wrong, even with the language in the governing documents. If they were doing it, however, to make arbitrary improvements to the community, things like that, okay, maybe they violated the statute. But if they didn't do that and they were simply passing a budget that adequately reflects the expenses of the association, bottom line, they did nothing wrong regardless of the language in the documents. But, Joanne, sorry, we got to take our bottom-of-the-hour break. We're running late. My fault. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual emergency service and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website, cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest steel coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Welcome back to the second half of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. Of course, he specializes in community association law. And if you'd like to give him a call and ask him a question, the number is 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website are posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right, how about we go to Marianne in Boca? How are you, Marianne?
Hi, fine. I've attended three of your seminars, and I'd go to every one if I possibly could.
Thank you so much. You on the board, Marianne?
I've been on the board for years, and my husband before me. And we thought we had the best condo run any place. And we were very naive, and after 52 years, we have an owner, new owner coming in with a dog into a one-bedroom apartment, emotional support. We understand there's nothing we can do. But retroactively, could the board make a rule that we could put a weight limit on pets that come in or size? It's a Labrador who weighs 90 pounds.
Okay, well, let's stop for a second. What do your governing documents now say? Does it say that no pets are allowed?
Nothing in the documents, just the rules we live by.
Oh, so there's nothing in your governing documents that prevent pets from moving in?
No.
Yeah.
No, we just thought that if you said no pets allowed, no pets. We were very naive.
Okay, but now you're learning. So let's even though this isn't in, we weren't supposed to talk about it today, let's talk about it. So if your governing documents don't say a word about pets, right, they don't say a word. They're not meant.
Not a word.
Right, and that's typical, and I think you said your community is 52 years old?
52 years old.
Right. I find that was the case in the older the community is, the more likely it is that there's not a provision in there about pets. So then here's what you need to do. You need to take a look, not just at your declaration, you need to take a look at your bylaws, those other documents that are included in that big package that you have it in the house, right?
I've read them. Nothing.
Well, hold on. Do your bylaws say that the board not only has the right to make reasonable rules and regulations regarding the common areas, but they also have the right to make reasonable rules and regulations regarding the units themselves? Now, if your bylaws give you that extra authority, then yes, you would have the right under the bylaws for the board to create a rule that says no pets. But let's take it further. Let's say you had a very enforceable rule that said no pets at all, or you had a rule that said no dogs over 20 pounds. You would still be faced with the situation you have here, which is what do we do with this big dog, 90 pounds, but the owner is saying it's an emotional support animal. And
right,
we'd still have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Those rules would go out the door. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to enforce that if the animal was legitimate. But in your situation, the person didn't even have to come in with a medical note because apparently you don't have the authority, at least at this point, that's what we're guessing, you don't have the authority to prevent it from happening anyway. Okay.
Right. Well, she did bring a note, and I even said to her, and the certificate, and I said, I went on the Internet. I know that that certificate cost $69 or
exactly.
Whatever. She just wanted it.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like, we can take a look at your documents, see if you made the right rule, and if you think she's faking it, if you continue to listen, you'll see that there's things that associations can do when presented with what
I
they
love
believe
it.
To be
she
some
goes
fake
to
documentation.
Work 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. The dog stays home, she tells us.
There you go. And we're going to talk about a case very similar to that. So, Joanne, just hang in there and just keep listening, and you'll hear about a situation very similar to yours. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thanks for attending
the
seminar.
Keep up the good work. We love it.
Thank you so much. How about we go to Jim also in Boca?
Yes, Mr. Glazer. How are you?
How are you?
Our situation is that the bathtub upstairs, maybe the pan has corroded, and now the water is coming into our bathroom downstairs.
Right.
Who's responsible for that? The owner or the condominium association?
Typically, the owner upstairs has to replace their own shower pan. Okay. But your ceiling that's now been damaged in your unit is a common element. Okay. So the owner has to replace their pan. They have to replace that at their own cost. And the board of directors or your association has to repair the ceiling, right, in your unit. Now, if you, they're only probably responsible from the paint in or the paint up, I should say, and that's all they're required to do. But if anything else happened in your bathroom, any other personal items were destroyed as a result of the leak, that's on you, and hopefully you have an HO6 policy.
Okay, and, very good. So the we've informed the condominium association, but no action's being taken. Do they have to do some sort of letter to this woman upstairs?
They should make the person absolutely send a letter that says, we've been told that your shower pan is leaking into the unit below you. Fix it. And then when that's done, they need to fix your ceiling.
Is there any law where I could look at to see what they're supposed to do? Because I don't think
your own declaration of covenants. Well, your own declaration of condominium, I should say, specifically has language in your own governing documents that make them responsible for the repair of the common areas. And your ceiling in your unit is most definitely a common element that they are responsible to repair. So you can tell them that under your own governing documents, you're responsible to fix the common element ceiling in my unit. Please do so. But first get her upstairs to fix it. I'm sorry?
For these people to take some action?
Is there a time limit? Yes, immediately. When they know it's leaking, you put them on notice, they better stop what they're doing and fix it immediately. Because every time they turn the water on, it's going to continue to cause damage.
The condo association is who we informed. Do we have to inform the lady?
I would, absolutely. Sure.
Okay, perfect.
And then if it happens again, if you fix it, if she doesn't fix it, now it's on her. Now the negligence would be on her. Okay?
But if we can't get into her unit to fix it, I mean...
Yeah, I'd notify both. I'd notify the association, and I'd notify the upstairs person. So if you need to sue her, you can always tell the judge. I'd try to let her know. Try to be good neighbors. She wouldn't. The damage happened again. Make her pay for it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, all right, you got it. Thanks, Jim. All right, let's take another break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. and we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Condo Craze and HOAs. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We're talking about emotional support animals versus service animals. And, you know, you've spoken before about the fact that Miami-Dade County completely outlaws pit bull dogs. But a judge ruled not too long ago that a pit bull that is prescribed to the owner as an emotional support pit bull gets to stay in the condo. The fears of the other owners, as well as the county's belief that pit bulls are inherently dangerous, means nothing.
Yeah, believe it or not, Karen, that's right. And that's how crazy this area has gotten. We now actually have to be politically correct when it comes to dogs. You know, it violates federal regulations to say that a pit bull is more likely to be a danger than a French poodle, if you can believe it or not. But, you know, you can't discriminate against pit bulls simply based upon statistics that show they're more dangerous than a French poodle, for example. And you have to show that that specific pit bull is dangerous. You know, I guess you prove that by, you know, preserving the remains of the two-year-old, the child.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it's just when I hear this insanity, it can drive you crazy. But yet you can now, even though the Miami-Dade County believes that pit bulls are inherently dangerous and we don't want them in the county, that's now overridden by somebody in your condo that says, wait a minute, I can get to keep my emotional support pit bull. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier.
So the ordinance or the law or the docs or the whatever you call it in the condo can supersede the law of a county?
You don't even need it's not even the docs. It's the note from the doctor.
Oh.
If the doctor writes a note that says this person needs their emotional support pit bull, the county's law becomes completely irrelevant, believe it or not.
Wow, okay. So suppose that emotional support, quote-unquote, animal becomes a problem and doesn't behave and becomes a nuisance. Say it bites a two-year-old.
Okay, there you go. Now, regardless of whether the animal is a service animal or an emotional support animal, it doesn't matter. The animal must be under, this is a Florida law, by the way, animal must be under control, and on a leash, harness, or other tether, unless it would prevent the animal from performing its service. And if the animal does become a nuisance to the community because, like you say, it barks or it defecates on the common elements or if it bites somebody, the association can sue to have that animal removed. And, you know, but as we're talking about, Karen, a true service animal is trained. It's not going to do any of those things,
right.
None of them. The only time this issue is even going to come up is when you have an emotional support animal who acts up in this way.
You know, it seems to me as a board member, I could be sued because I know by law in Miami-Dade that this type of dog is dangerous.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
Like if you know there's a problem on the step and someone trips on that step, you're liable because you didn't fix the step.
Yeah, but guess what? If the owner of that dangerous dog gives you a note that says he's my emotional
support, so that clears me.
Yep, it clears you. And the people that are living in the building, perhaps terrorized, too bad for you.
So
this person gets to keep their emotional support pit bull.
Just because somebody dresses up their dog in that cute little vest that says service animal or emotional support animal, it doesn't mean that they really are a service animal?
You heard the lady before indicate that she knows she got the note off the internet for like $69.99.
Well,
I
you
actually
did
had
that.
A situation. Right, exactly. Where before a court hearing, I went to the same online website as the person we were going after in court. And before the court hearing, I registered a dog by the name of Pluto for his owner, Mickey Mouse. And for $49.99, I printed out a certificate and brought it to court, obviously, to make a point. But it's funny. We got a funny email from a gentleman by the name of Kirk in Lauderhill. And Kirk writes in just now and says, can we require proof of obedience training for both the owner and the pet?
Yes.
I guess there's a lot of board members out there that would like to see some owners
Sit.
That are obedience training,
Stay.
Too, right?
Stay. Shut up.
How about we go to Anthony in Lake Worth?
Joyce from Winter Haven. There we go.
Joyce. Hello?
Yes. I'm sorry. I had called earlier, and I had one more question about our Good Times Committee, our social committee.
Yeah.
Can we have the bank account with someone, like with our Social Security number, that type of thing,
with
and
your...
not have to get an EIN and incorporate?
If I'm putting on parties, if I'm doing things in the community, I would want to do it under a corporation because if you personally put on a party somewhere, you do an event, someone slips and falls, you know who's getting sued? You, the person who put on the party, the person who was in charge. I'd rather incorporate as a nonprofit corporation, cost very little to do it, and have the bank accounts and have an EIN number in that nonprofit corporation's name. Why? Because it may save you from personal liability. So that's really the best advice I can give you.
Okay, thank you again.
Okay, all right, you got it.
Bye-bye.
You know, Karen, we were saying not only should people not be faking it with getting ridiculous notes online, but the problem of fake service dogs in Florida is so bad that here's a new Florida law that I'm a big fan of. A person who misrepresents that the animal is a service animal,
yeah,
they actually now commit a misdemeanor, and they have to perform 30 hours of community service.
I love it.
For an organization that serves individuals with disabilities.
Yeah.
So think twice before you wrap up Fido in that cute little vest that you can now buy online that says he's a service animal. If that animal was never trained, it's not a service animal. You're misrepresenting that animal as a service animal. And now it's potential criminal prosecution.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I assume the courts know that a lot of people claim a need for an emotional support animal and that they're faking it.
Oh, well, it's just to show you, excuse me, that the courts are aware of this potential of abuse when it comes to emotional support animals. I'm just going to read to everybody real quick an opinion by a federal court judge right here in the Southern District of Florida. Okay, this is in a big case involving a service animal. So the judge here in federal court says, before proceeding, the court pauses to note that according to the background paper prepared for a United States Senate informational hearing on the subject of fake service dogs, there is a growing problem of people using fake service dogs, which has a profound and negative effect on the disabled, business, and medical communities and the airline industry. And after the court in the Auburn Woods One Homeowners Association versus Fair Employment and Housing Commission case, after that court held that a homeowners association had discriminated against condo residents, a married couple who suffered from depression and other disorders in failing to reasonably accommodate their disabilities by permitting them to keep a small dog. The number of housing disability cases involving companion or comfort animals as a reasonable accommodation has soared. So the court realizes that there's some reason to be skeptical of requests to keep a dog as an accommodation for a disability in certain cases, particularly cases where the dog assists a disabled person by rendering emotional support. So there you have it. You actually have an opinion by a federal court judge here in Dade County that says there's a reason to be skeptical sometimes in emotional support animal cases.
So I guess the board members who are listening right now, they want to know, when someone asks permission to have a pet in a no-pet community, what can the association ask for and what can't they ask for?
Okay, this is important stuff, and everybody listen up. Okay, so this is what the federal law says. You know, what do you do when you're presented with that request? So the law says a housing provider, you can't deny a reasonable accommodation request because you're uncertain whether or not that person has a disability or a disability-related need for that animal. You can ask the individuals who have a disability that isn't readily apparent. You're looking at them, you can't tell that they have a disability. You can tell them that, wait a minute, in order for you to move forward here, we need you to produce reliable documentation of your disability and your disability-related need for the animal. And if the disability is, however, readily apparent or known, you know, you can actually see it, but the need for the assistance animal is not obvious, you can ask the individual to provide documentation of the disability-related need for the animal. Now, for example, the housing provider, the condo, can ask the persons who are seeking a reasonable accommodation for an assistance animal that provides emotional support. You can ask them to provide documentation from a physician, from a psychiatrist, from a social worker, or another mental health professional that the animal provides emotional support that alleviates one or more of their symptoms or effects of their disability. And that documentation is sufficient if it simply establishes that they have a disability and the animal in question provides some sort of disability-related assistance or emotional support. That's really it. That's the test. But you can't ask a tenant or an applicant to provide documentation showing the disability or the need for an animal if the disability is readily apparent or known. For example, a blind person, obviously, you can tell simply by looking at them that they're blind. You better not put them through the process of asking them questions about their medical problems or whether or not the dog helps. That's it. The inquiry ends there. So let's take this. Let's take our final break of the hour, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting. Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts,
accounts. Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Well, that went, but what was that? I don't know. I think it was the show. It went so fast. This is Condo Craze and HOAs with Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. Wow.
Yeah, it always goes fast. And it's a topic that we can actually teach forever. So next week, let's tell you, you know, what we didn't get to today. We'll talk about what law actually applies in these situations. You know, is it the ADA or is it something else? You may be surprised to learn the answer. We'll talk about how easy it may be to skirt the no-pet rule in a community and bring in an emotional support animal. And what about seeing medical records? Do you get to see, you know, the people, person have the disability? Suppose they get that note off the internet that you know is a fake. It's obvious. What do you do about it? We'll talk about some successful situations we've had. But it's been another great show. A lot of fun today, Karen.
Yes. You know, just put everything in perspective of the 20 million people in Florida. Half of them live in a condo or an HOA. That's why this show's on the air.
It's exactly. Right. It's, and it's an honor to do it each and every Sunday. So have a good week, everybody.
Thank
Thanks for tuning into Condo Craze and HOAs again. And we'll speak to you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. Have a great week, everybody.
Live from the Crash Proof Retirement Show studios, get educated by Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. Saturdays at 10 a.m. on News Talk 850 WFTL.